like it. Don't you, Steve?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, anyway, this is Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, August 11th, day after my birthday. I'm now 106 years old and feeling great. I was born in 1905 and feel pretty good. How are you doing over there?
Real good, real good. I'm at a friend's house.
My clients have been contacting you, right?
Yes, the people from South Africa called me yesterday or day before, and I did some wonderful work for them. Their green and red laser, they connected to the projectors, and they did a beautiful job doing that. And after that, we talked for about 10 or 15 minutes, and I made a connection with them, both the husband and the wife. And what I told them to do was take their hand and put it out in front of them like I was going to shake it. And I put my hand up in front of me, and they felt the energy automatically going right up their arm and through their body. And they felt the pulse of the aura from my hand to their hand. And I told them that the aura is constant, that it doesn't end 4 feet away from the body. It actually goes right to heaven. It's just a connection. And they were so amazed to see that the heat was going up their arm, and they became balanced right away within a matter of seconds. So they really felt that, and it was really wonderful. And we had a great time on the phone just talking away. And so it's just amazing what we can do with energy, just absolutely amazing. And these people are 7,000 or 8,000 miles from me, and they felt it instantaneously. You know, it's not something that took 5 minutes to get to. It was just instant, just absolutely instantaneously. And we had a lot of fun on the phone, so they were very, very happy. They were happy with the connections that they made with the lasers, and they did a beautiful job with their projectors, so they were really pleased, very pleased.
Yeah, you know, the energy down there in Cape Town and Johannesburg is a lot freer than it is up here. Even though,
really?
You know, the energy down there, it's hard to describe. It's like you don't have all the hassle that we have up here, you know what I mean? The daily
life.
The government's not trying to mess up your bank account or mess with you, or just a completely different world. It's, you know, part of England, and they're an independent colony, and they just do what they want. And it's so much freer. The only thing that's hard about that is when you ship something down there, the tariff coming into the country is, the duty is a little high. I think it's 18%.
Right.
A little high. Here it's 12 or something, but a different vibe down there. I mean, it's so light and free. It's like Hawaii, but on steroids.
Yes.
You know? And yes. One guy, the head guy down there you're talking to is a Duke of France. I don't know if you knew that or not, but he's a...
That's where I knew the name from. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, don't put the name out on the air, but yeah, he's the son of the king, or the nephew of the king of France.
Wow.
Yeah, you're dealing with a royal family there. Well, we have a lot of royal families that use our product.
Well, you know, nothing surpasses me with you. It just, I meet so many lovely people, and their energies are so sweet.
Yeah.
And so they invited me again to South Africa, and they're so sweet. I mean, they're really, really genuine people.
Yeah, you've got a big mask up in France that we're going to go up and do a seminar in one of these days. I think we'll go to South Africa first.
Yeah.
But, glad you're working with them, and that's all working out good, you know.
Yeah, it's really, really nice, and they're really great people, and they really want us out there.
Oh yeah,
that's really nice
with me. I'm coming back to New York at the, I don't know when the show is. You can look it up. It's somewhere in October.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at it. Yeah.
So we're back.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're going to have a table there. We're not going to have a whole booth, but the table is fine. It's 6 feet long, and it's all we need.
That's all we need.
And we'll cut you loose. Steve will be on the loose.
Yep.
We'll get you a room up there in New Yorker and have some fun, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I've had some interesting things happen this week.
And
really
interesting.
Well, I went out for lunch. I have a friend of mine who's a big-time meditator, and we went out for lunch. There was in a room. I went to the front of the room and sat down with him, and I noticed I was contacting this one woman in the room. Her heart was shut down, and her diaphragm was shut down. So I connected with her. You know, I just heal people. You know, I just see it and heal people without them knowing. And all of a sudden, Fred, everybody's heart and diaphragm in that room opened up. Every one of them.
That's cool.
Within a matter of a millisecond. It just wasn't her, it was everybody. So I'm finding out this is just amazing. I'm actually seeing it. Everybody's heart opened up, and it was really, really amazing. I didn't want to contact anybody in terms of, you know, scaring them, but it just opened them up. It was really wonderful to do. And so I think energies are just growing, growing by leaps and bounds, and I've never had that happen before other than when we did the show in California and we made those connections with the 500 people that were sitting there. I was doing the same thing, but I didn't see it. Now I'm seeing it, and I think we can do the same thing in New York.
Oh, yeah, I believe that, you know.
You know. By the way, I've been working on your grandson. How's he doing?
Yeah, I've emailed the doctors over there in England. I'm waiting for a response. I want to know what they're diagnosing him with. I told them that I'm a preventive medicine and I have some of the best doctors in the world that I work with all over the world. And I know they'll open up to what they think the problem is, and then I'll present it to some specialists in different countries that I work with that are, you know, top of their field.
Right.
And that's what we do here, you know. We focus on something.
Sure.
We go to the top. We have those connections, and that's really good, you know. And people
that's wonderful. Absolutely.
Audience should take advantage of that, which most people don't seem to do. That's their problem. And, we do that, you know, whether it be my grandson or your brother or your mother or your cousin,
sure.
You know. Family, we take care of them. We don't charge a dime for those kinds of services. That's all free. You know?
Right.
Called humanitarian workload.
Yeah.
So I recommended a client yesterday that had 4-stage lung cancer to Charlotte Gerson down in San Diego, and her dad was Max Gerson, who's real famous. I had Michael Landon as a patient, but he wouldn't cooperate. We got him on remission, but then he went back to work, and we all told him, don't go back to work. You need another month off, and he wouldn't listen. So he killed himself by doing that. But, I mean, you know, we had him. You know, he had pancreatic cancer. He was one of those cases that we actually were reversing it, but he wouldn't cooperate. He felt so good that he went back to work, and a week later he died, you know, which we knew he would. I asked Charlotte, you know, I said, you know, is Michael Landon going to live? And he said, no. And I said, what do you mean, no? Because he's not listening. He's cooperating. He's doing the therapies, but he wants to go back to work, and he needs to stay down here for a month until we reverse the cancer in his pancreas. And they got it half reversed, but you got to be on therapy every day, you know, enzymes and special juices and coffee enemas and stuff they were doing. And sad. And then my other friend, you know, did Steve McQueen.
And right.
That was my friend Ernesto Contreras, who I worked with in the infancy of me becoming somebody involved with cancer. And Ernesto Contreras, in those days, this is back a long time ago, late 70s or late 60s, rather, when Steve McQueen was on remission of cancer, but what killed him was, at that time, we didn't know better. It was in the early stages of the holistic treatment. He died from a heart attack from dead cancer cells. Cancer died off in his body so fast that the heart could not, I mean, the arteries and the veins could not handle the dead cells, you know.
Right.
They administered the therapy slower to deal with the detox. The detox thing hadn't been really looked at yet. Now we look at it. But,
yeah.
You know, I've been involved with some major cases, and we've had some major success and some major failures. But today it's a pretty safe thing to say that we can actually get rid of some of these things.
Well, nothing. Your energy just ceases to amaze me. I mean, I'm so glad I count you as a good friend. You know, there's not too many of us that are out there that are really doing. You know, there might be a lot of people out there doing serious work.
There are, but you know, we're acknowledged. I've got a lot of the most advanced medical doctors in the world. And I'm not going to name one of them, but there's several.
Right.
That
right.
use our equipment, and they really can't talk about it because the AMA doesn't like, you know, to hear stories
right.
of success when you don't need drugs.
Right.
But they're there, and we have them, and we're doing quite well with that. You know, actually, this company is growing at a very rapid rate again. It was a little bit slow, and then all of a sudden exploded, you know, when we had some very successful therapies and that come through.
Yeah. I think people are going to be amazed at our new necklaces when we get to New York.
Yeah, well, I got to make a bunch more because we're pretty much selling our inventory out right now as we speak. We sell a bunch of those every day, those new ones. I mean, people are going crazy over the Ankh, the Heart Chakra, the you know the Negotiator, the Christos.
Right.
Matter of fact, the wife of the person we were talking about in South Africa, his wife. Was a coach to tennis players, and he several winners in Wimbledon of tennis players.
Right.
Coached winners, many of them, before she retired as coach. She still works with them.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
she ended up with the heart of the new one, the Christos.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she loves it. And a lot of people, Christos, I wore it. That thing knocked me out, you know. I mean, it's completely, I'd say it's 180 degrees opposite of the Negotiator, which is something that attorneys and lawyers and all that wear.
Right.
The Negotiator is real intense, but the Christos is the opposite. It's just like this amazing...
Yeah.
You know, if somebody is really wired and nervous or paranoid or uptight, man, that Christos is for them. You saw it. They won't look out on it.
Mm-hmm.
But that was our newest one. We only started selling those a few months ago. And people are going crazy over that one. Everyone has a place to go, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to I'll try them on when I get to New York. That'll be wild.
Yeah.
And I'll know what I could buy. That'll be really fantastic.
It's so funny because up until, I think it was, Semyonsky came here in 2010, January of 2010, and dropped off the next five designs. And then the Pleiadians had coordinated that with the Andromedans to get us into the quantum packet stuff. And in physics, I was aware of it, but I didn't know how to apply it to what we were doing.
Okay.
So they showed me how it went. Back in the old days, you know, people would want to buy, let's say a person had, we'd test them for three different levels of problems. Let's say a pituitary, thyroid, and digestion. Well, that would have been a...
Right.
That would have been a ruby, emerald, and a yellow sapphire, or a dark citron. And so we would have to put the person, we'd have to figure out which one was the most needy, and that person would wear that receptor for a year or two, and then they would switch over to the next one, which would, of course, would be the ruby and then, or the solar plexus. When the either way, they could go either way. And it took a whole long time. And so people said, well, why don't we just buy all three receptors at once and wear them all at once? Well, the problem was that there was three different systems there. There were three different bridges, one receptor, and it completely confused the body. And so it created chaos. So finally, when we came out with a heart chakra unit, we could put three different stones on one unit on one bridge, and that would radionically transmit that energy into your auric frequencies on a radionic homeopathic level, and that was the solution. So the person could put the stone they needed the worst in the top, and then we picked the two right and left, depending on the order of... And it was easy to calculate because the body, the electrons move in a clockwise method. So the first stone down to the right would be the one that they needed secondly, and then the stone on the left, because it's going back up again, would be the stone they needed as the third stone.
Mm-hmm.
And so that eliminated sending your receptor in, changing the stones out every couple of years, or wearing three receptors, which didn't work anyway.
Right.
I'm pretty happy with that.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Boy, you're coming up with so many beautiful things.
Well, fantastic. I had no idea that this new product line was going to be launched. It wasn't in my head. I never thought about it. I mean, we were doing fine with, but all of a sudden, here she comes, and here's the spaceship, and here's the information, and I took one night, all of the notes in one night, and the next day I got up and read the notes and realized that, wow, we'd had a visit and this was the next step. And if anybody wants to learn how all this works, we have a very good, easy reading novel called The Promise.
Oh, that's a wonderful
$10 for a book that will take you out on a ride and you'll understand where my insanity comes from.
Yeah.
People say, oh, it's your ingenuity. No, it isn't that at all. It's my insanity. If I didn't have it, I wouldn't. You know, it appears to be ingenuous, but it's not. It's the Pleiadians that do this.
Yes.
I just happen to be a good receptacle or a good receiving channel because of my scientific experience with thousands of companies and the government and all kinds of projects. So I know what, I'm smart enough to go to the drawing board and then consult with the right people, which I did for the bridge design, to make something happen. You know, I'm just I'm the errand boy, you know.
Right.
And if you get that,
I had one of your clients in my room on Monday. Michael was his first name. I'm not going to give out the last name, but anyhow, he was fabulous. He loved the energy so much in my room, and he actually felt the Andromedans in my room. I mean, they were like 8 feet tall. They were transparent. There were two of them in the room, and they were helping me as I was working on Michael. And this is his second time there, and he just absolutely loved it, Fred. He was tickled pink. He was just absolutely tickled pink, and everything was firing. The projectors, the flamethrower, everything was working just right to the hilt, and even including the master crystal. So it was really, really wonderful in the room, and so we were really working close with he and his girlfriend. So it's really wonderful. I mean, there's so many wonderful things that we can do with these flamethrowers alone and with the master crystal and the projectors. I mean, just it's so much fun using these tools. And once you have them aligned, oh, my gosh, they just go for themselves. So yeah, it's really wonderful, absolutely wonderful. So I'm just enthralled with it now because I'm actually getting more to see the Andromedans even more. And they're in my room a lot. So it's really fabulous. It's just I'm having so much fun. It makes it all fun again.
Yeah, I always tell people, well, you want to share an experience, just Google Marietta/Temecula UFO January 4th, 2011, and mm-hmm. you'll see the ship that was parked up here giving us the latest information. And it was funny because when they got back in the ship and drove it down the hill, you know, because we're up on the mountain over Temecula, sure. went right down into Old Town Temecula, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, cruised up and down the Old Town Street, then took a cruise right up Juanez in the I-15 all the way up to Marietta, where she, mm-hmm. In Marietta, they went accelerated up into space again. And right. it was January, and it's the same thing that Semyasi pulled on Christmas in 88 when she brought a ship down. I took a motorhome load of people out and had them communicate directly with her, which was unusual. I had 19 people witness her aerobatic maneuvers mm-hmm. and actually telepathically have a feel from her energy. And mm-hmm. so the Andromedans pulled that off on January 4th of this year. And of course, the military got involved real quick. As soon as they came up, the ship was down here just over the driveway, and it was pretty low. But then when it went up, and they picked up on it at Camp Pendleton. So mm-hmm. the jets came out, but it was too late, because by the time the jets came out, they'd already hit Marietta. So then sure. everything went up on the internet that night. It was really cool, because there was some really good video footage taken at Old Town, because there's a lot of bikers and that down there that hang out till 4 in the morning at Old Town.
Right.
Trunks or anything. It's just a late night. It's a really spiritual rock and roll place. Music is played, and they cut off the booze, but they still party down there in a nice way. There's no lights or anything ever down there. It's a very cool, like an old cowboy town. You know, it's called Old Town.
Right,
in Mexico.
Right.
So they're all down there doing their thing. Even the sheriff's office is down there. The police department has a satellite office down there, and they're hanging out. So it's all mellow, and here come the Andromedans and their big ship. Well, the military, yeah. of course, freaked out, and there was some really good close-up of Liara's ship that night, because we were on the internet looking at right. what happened after they were here. I mean, I don't know why I stayed up after they left, but I did, and there it went. So the military came in and immediately pulled down off the website some of the really good close-ups. So there's quite a bit of footage there, but really good stuff taken from, like, say, 500 feet or 1,000 feet. The military pulled
right.
that. Yeah, they took it off the internet right away. It wasn't even on there the next morning. There was a few things on the next morning, and then by the next day they were gone. And so what you're
really
going to see is generalized UFO stuff, but it's still worth a look, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing that they take that right off the computer.
Well, they do that. You know, when Brazil announced their military findings under the internet, that lasted
right.
24 hours, and they pulled that down. Then France announced their findings, and that went down in about 12 hours. Oh, yeah. They pull it right off the air. This
That's
is U.S. French government, Bolivian government, down it goes. Amazing.
So the government steps in and just takes the pictures right off the computer.
Yeah, they kill those websites to have it. Yeah, they do that, and they do it a lot.
Right.
And you're over on YouTube. There's a lot of stuff over there, but there's so much fake stuff at YouTube.
Right.
That's just, you know, it plays into their hands because you don't know on YouTube whether you're seeing something that's real or something that somebody just made up with Photoshop and put it up there. You know what I mean? So they don't mess with YouTube very much. But the Temecula incident was on more than YouTube. It was in the news and a lot of places, but it got killed real quick.
Yeah. That's amazing.
That's how it goes.
I just think that's really amazing. I'm pretty well sure they know me quite well, the Andromedans.
Oh, yeah. You have fun with them.
Yeah. They're really beautiful people. I mean, they're transparent, and when you go to them, they look just like us.
Yeah, they do.
Amazing.
But when you take a picture of them, they don't.
Right.
You just get a big puff of smoke, kind of like humanoid shape of smoke looking thing, you know? Amazing.
Yeah. They're just really amazing how transparent they are. So how have you been? How's everything going out there?
Oh, we've been busy. We're getting inquiries from all over the world for stuff, you know?
And, right.
I'm just, you know, we've got a lot of stuff. We've got a lot of orders in here, and we got to start building a lot of stuff.
Okay.
So I've been concentrating on getting the manufacturing process stepped up a bit.
Right.
New products? Not really. We got a whole new... organic mushroom line. We've got a lot of, not colloidal silver, but silver products that are related, because you got to be careful with colloidal silver. You get the stuff in the molecular structure of these people make it at home is too big and it screws their liver up. But we have a hydrolyzed kind of silver that we have now, and got a lot of 20 new products that will be up on the new website, which is almost up, you know, it's up on another, it's paradigm.net or something now, but
right,
it's not
right.
Complete, but we finally got to the point, because we're going to be launching about 100 to 200 new products here real soon.
Man,
for example, we got an air purifier, and it's not on, we have one here, we're going to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
This air purifier uses ultraviolet and negative ionization, so it sterilizes the air of all kinds of airborne viruses and bacteria. Small unit, it sells for under $200, and it will clean up your house of odors and everything else. It uses no ozone. It's perfect for hospitals. It's a brand new product. We got it here. I've got one in the other room, but we're not selling it yet because we don't have it up where we can sell it. You know what I mean? It has to be in
house. Right.
That product alone is going to be a mind blower, people, you know?
Yeah.
And then Mikkel has a new product line of different kinds of herbs and mushroom-related products, you know, for cleansing.
Fantastic.
And blood cleansing. We've been selling them one-on-one because we tell people, but they're not up on the website yet.
Are we going to have some of that product in New York?
I would imagine, yeah. Probably taking more orders than anything.
Yeah. New York is really a lot of fun to work with.
Oh, I have a blast back there.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah, I had
lots and lots of fun to work.
Yeah,
we'll certainly have a good time there.
You know, to get what I wanted, and we got it. You know, I always have to deal with these promoters.
Yep.
And Mark is really cool, the guy that's doing that show, and we'll have a lot of fun. You'll have all kinds of music acts and everything else, and
it's always a lot of fun working there.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember the exact date of the show. I'm not sure, but it's in October. But it's either this New Life Expo. That's what it's called.
New Life Expo. That's right.
Yeah. So look it up. I can look it up right now, actually. And I've been watching the prices of gold go crazy.
Oh, the price of gold's going crazy?
Yeah, it was up to almost $1,800 yesterday an ounce.
Wow. $1,800, that's a lot of money.
Yep, from 2 weeks ago, it was down at 1,500, $300. That's because of the stock market crash.
Yes, yes.
People are fed up. Okay, we'll be back there October 21st to the 23rd.
Wonderful. That's next month. No, it's 2 months.
Yeah, we'll be there.
That's wonderful.
We'll be at New Yorker Hotel, 481
yep.
8th Avenue at 34th Street. Remember, 34th Street is the street the Empire
yep.
State Building's on.
Yep.
Walk on down there, and there's a Friday's restaurant, and you'll find Dr. Fred in there having a good time with all his friends back there.
That's good. That's
I don't
good.
See my picture
I'm really
here
looking
yet.
Forward to be there. It's always fun working with you down there. It's really a blast. I really enjoy it. There's a lot of nice people.
Some of the speakers. I will be there.
The last time you flew out here, I think the UFOs were following you, weren't they?
Yeah, they always follow us.
Yeah.
Get a lot of sightings, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I love looking at the pictures of the speakers.
Yes.
A lot of the speakers don't age too well. And so a lot of them have pictures from 20 years ago on here.
Mm-hmm.
I have my present, you know, picture, but it's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mark Becker. I started this show. Me and Alan Goldman and a couple others, we were the first people to ever do that show in 1977.
Really?
Yeah, it was called the Diet Something Expo. And that was the first show we ever did back there that was ever done.
Wow.
Yep, 1977.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, that's 2011 now. Amazing. That's been a while. We were out there in Central Park doing exercise. We got the front page of every magazine in New York, you know, the Wall Street Journal, all of them. And everybody was wearing pyramids doing yoga. Central Park, oh, yeah.
That's
they were in my pyramid. Dick Gregory was there. Everybody was there.
Dick Gregory was there, huh? Wow.
Oh, he was. He held my book the following year, in '78 when we were back. We were in the New York Coliseum. We had 6,000 people in our Coliseum, and he's in front of every one of them. He held up my book, Death of Ignorance, and he said, "This is the Bible of the New Age."
Hmm.
We sold a lot of books. I'll tell you that. We sold a lot of books that year.
But
Death of Ignorance.
Death of Ignorance. Such a good book. Wonderful book.
Well, we're here. You got the phone numbers in front of you, or should I put them out?
Fred. I'm at a party at a friend's house, so I don't have anything with me. I'm sorry.
You're partying today.
Yeah, I'm having a party here. I just had dinner and a birthday, and not for me, but for a friend. And so I didn't want to miss it, so I came over here.
That's funny, because my birthday was yesterday. Mikkel's is in
happy
a few
birthday.
Days.
Huh? Mikkel, too?
She's on the 16th. I was yesterday, the 10th. I reached my 106th year. And I don't know. I think she's 30 or something now. I don't know. She's not very old.
She's a young lady.
Yeah.
I'm the old fart on the show. I'm 69.
You're 69? I thought you were 60. Well, that's a good year, man. That suggests a lot of action. 69 just numbers through my head, you know, like, wait a minute, this is like, you know, mobility, opposite ending, fraternizing with the opposite. It just sends thrills through my head, you know, when I hear the number 69. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, to me, when I hit 69, I just want to stay at 69. I really don't want to get 70, but I want to be 69.
Mm, I'll
that
be
works
70
for
next
me.
May. Yeah.
You know, I saw Jane Fonda last night on Joy Behar's show.
Oh, you did?
73. She looks better than
73.
A lot of 45-year-old women. Jane Fonda, 73. I had no idea that she was older than me by many years.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Man,
I didn't think she was old as I was.
Yeah, that's she's older than you, and she looks better than both of us, you know. She looks good. Maybe she had plastic surgery, but she's skinny. She's got a full head of hair. It's not gray. She's athletic. She's agile. Her brain is, she's sharp. I was amazed. Because I was a big fan of Henry, you know, her dad.
Oh, her father was a great actor.
But the problem was he was a smoker, and he died of cancer, you know, and that's just what they do. And Henry, I like Henry, too. But Henry is not in the good, and I think, I don't know if Henry's probably similar age, but he's not in the shape she is.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Well, Fonda, he lived a long time. She made a movie with her father in the last years of his life, and that was a great movie.
Yeah.
Golden Pond or something like that.
Golden Pond, yeah.
Yeah. Excellent movie.
Well, we're going to have about 5 minutes left before we get off the air, but I was wondering if anybody wants to call in.
Call in. We can do some wonderful, miraculous things on this program.
Yeah, we've been doing that. Just call in at 530-327-7602. And let's see, the 800 number. I'm looking at the front page. 888-627-6008. You probably have that memorized by now, right?
Just about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is that we do an awful lot of good work with a lot of people. And if you feel like calling or you want to just talk to us, we're more than happy to help you as much as we possibly can. It'd be really a lot of fun to talk to you.
Yeah, we like to talk to people. Buddy Blue, you see how quiet Buddy is today? He's really quiet.
You know, I met him in the beginning of the show, and all of a sudden he got quiet.
Yeah, he's getting older now, and he's getting more mature. He's sitting there behind me. He's not on my shoulders, right behind me on his stand, and he's just been a good bird today. Well, you're just a good bird today, honey. He's been taking a lot of showers with his dad. He likes to take a shower with me. He takes me get in there, and he gets all wet in the shower, and he loves it.
That's
wonderful. You're the Dr. Bell. Yeah, he's so good. He's so mellow. Oh, he's very mellow today.
Yeah.
Very content bird.
Yeah.
So how's the old Mustang doing there?
Oh, the Cobra?
Yeah.
It's doing absolutely wonderful. As a matter of fact, my friend drove it and said it's even faster than it was about a month ago. So, thanks to my friend, he tuned it up and set the timing, and you know that thing really flies, really really flies.
What kind of gasoline you run in? At what level?
I'm using Sunoco. I use the top grade of Sunoco, and it's either that or Mobil. And but I like the Sunoco better. The Sunoco seems to be really really good stuff.
So you run that at the 92 octane, right?
93.
93? You have 93 back there?
Yep.
Wow. We only have 91.
Yeah, Watkins Glen is...
And, wait a minute, 87, 88, and 90. We got 90. That's all we got.
Really? Yeah, we have 93, and you can get 100. Some places
have 100.
How much
is that a gallon?
About $7.50 a gallon.
How much?
$7.50 a gallon.
That's a little
high.
That
really makes the car. Yeah. It's
Yeah. But what does the 92 run?
92 is $4.07.
Okay, and then the 90, the normal stuff that everybody else gets, what does that go for?
The 90, let me see, 87, I think it's like $3.99.
Yeah, okay. Well, your gas is cheaper back there.
Yeah, just a smidge. Just a smidge.
We could get in a couple of stations over in Orange County, I can get the 105 octane or 104.
Really?
Yeah, but it's like $10 a gallon.
Oh, that's expensive.
It's a racket, you know. Yeah, but the nice thing is you could take your... What's your horsepower right now?
About 605, 610.
And that's instead at what gasoline level, what octane?
They want you to run the highest octane you can buy, which is, you know, basically 93.
Okay, so if you put 105 in there, you'd have
that
to,
thing would.
Well, would no, you'd get another 100 horsepower out of it.
Oh God, that would be really, really fast.
Yeah, I had that Corvette I sold. It was
The one with 1,000 horsepower.
It was dynoed at the rear wheels at 976 horsepower on 90-octane gas, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they calculated it from there, 105, or, you know, octane, and the calculation with the timing retarded some more. You got to retard it back another 10 degrees or so. It was 1,220 horsepower.
Wow.
So by changing the gas octane level of 90, 9 octane more, it would go up 300 horsepower.
Wow.
That's kind of what you can go by. So if you go up to, if you're at 600 and you're going to, at what did you, 90, 92 you said?
93.
93, so if you went up to 105, that's 7, 8 horsepower more. I mean, 8 octanes more. You're going to get at least 700 out of it, maybe 690.
Wow.
That's like another engine in there, you know?
Well, it's got a Roush in there. It's got a Roush Daytona engine in it, and it's a 402. It's got a it's got a special block. I can't think of the name of it, but...
I had that in mind. I forget. I know the aftermarket block. They're made to take the hammering on the crankshaft journals of that higher octane horsepower.
Oh, really?
Otherwise, you lose your crankshaft. If you don't, you know, have, that's why they have 4-bolt mains, as you know. The main bearing is 4 bolts.
Yes.
And I had one of those blocks. The block on my 427, which was bored out to 560, the block cost me almost $2,500, just the block.
Yeah.
I had 28,000 in that motor when I sold it.
Creepers.
That's a lot of money. I mean, most people don't
put
that in a motor. That was a 9-second car. That car would do wheelies. You never saw that car, did you?
9-second car. Oof. I can't imagine. That takes my breath away.
Pretty amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, so we're running out of time here. I'm going to let them get back up on track.
Okay.
You want to put some phone numbers up there?
Yes. My phone number is 585-746-8321. If you need any help, please give me a call, and I'm more than willing to help you as much as I can.
And my number is 1-800-729-2603. And... I love it. I tried to go to the chat room on Ustream.
Right.
Username and password, and I put it in there, and it doesn't work. And I've seen so many people complain about Ustream on the Internet because it's not working right. If I'm not doing a radio show, I should be able to respond to my own chat room.
Right.
Not only can I not respond to my own chat room, I can't even today bring it up. About 1 out of 4... sessions that we have, I can bring it up. But today, no, it's not coming up. I love it. So funny. Well, evidently, nobody needed any information today because we didn't have any call in.
No, evidently not.
That's okay. You know, they call in during the week and they don't, I mean, I can spend so much time. I can spend so much time with them on this show that I don't have during the week.
Right.
And then they call in, they want to list time, and it's like, I'm sorry, you didn't call in on the radio show. If you have a computer, pretty much most of our clients have computers now.
Yeah.
It's just, and you don't have, you're at a party, so what kind of party are you at?
Well, we're having a birthday party for a 15-year-old girl, and she's a sweetie pie, and her parents are my best friends. So we're just having a lot of fun.
So you're in Rochester?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Actually in Webster, New York, which is Rochester. But it's a lot of fun here, Fred. In the summertime, oh, my God. Cars galore.
It's like it's an old town, Temecula. I got that 58 Chevy I bought. I just haven't had time to show it off. It always won a lot of contests before I owned it. Beautiful. People come out and look at it, and they say, oh, my God, it's beautiful. I mean, you could eat off of it. Huh?
I can imagine you can eat off of it.
Yeah, and you can put it. It's one of those cars you put a mirror. You've been to those car shows where they have a mirror underneath the car, and it's the chrome.
Oh, yeah.
That's the kind of car it is, one of those. And,
right.
I've driven it twice. We've had two car shows. I haven't got to the car show with it yet.
Well, we have every day we have car shows, and there's a couple of days when there's 400 or 500 cars show up, and it's
just that's what happens. Yeah, we have them down in old town Temecula. In Temecula, in Southern California, which is big, is considered the hot rod capital of the world. I mean, of the United States.
Is it really?
Wow. Yeah. Oh shit, man! There'll be 1,000 cars down there.
Oh,
they'll have
my
the
goodness
entire
gracious.
Old town on display. And then they'll have cars stuck up into the town. I mean, Old Town is on the north, the south side of the freeway.
Yeah.
It's an old cowboy town. It's about half a mile long. And every street down through there will be full of cars with people demonstrating. They shut it up. You can't drive. The cars are in there, you can't drive in or out for 2 days. It's closed off. The cops put a thing around the whole neighborhood. But, I mean, there'll be a couple thousand cars down there. Jay Leno will be down there with some of his cars. I mean, it's amazing.
Tom's going to a friend of his who's 80 years old, who has about 75 or 80 cars in the garage. And he's got 32s, he's got, 33s, he's got every other kind of car that we would, just drool over.
And oh, yeah, we got people with cars all the way back to the 1800s here.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'll see some old electric car that was built back in 1910. It's amazing.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you'll see cars from the 20s, fire engines, all kinds of stuff.
You know, all it takes is a couple of drag racers like us, and we can talk all night about cars.
Yeah. My buddy just fell off my shoulder. Oh, he's hanging on the telephone wire. What are you doing down there? I mean, you little fart. There he comes. He came up on the telephone wire. Just caught on it now, aren't you? You just got silly. Oh, we better get off the air and let this station get caught up to normal time.
Right.
So you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show at bbsradio.com with my sidekick buddy Boo and Steve Barish. And on Sunday night at 9 o'clock, we'll have my educational show where we get really technical and lecture at you for an hour. And give your number out one more time.
Yes, it's 585-746-8321.
And my number is 1-800-729-2603. And we're out of here.
Take care, Fred.
That's the best, man. Have fun at the party, Steve.
Thank you.
Talk to you in a bit.
Let you know how it goes. Thanks, buddy.